This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. China's ambassador to the United Nations lashed out at the United States for its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic at a UN Security Council meeting on Thursday. Ambassador Zhang Jun told the council the United States has seriously disrupted the joint efforts of the international community to fight the pandemic.
The United States has been spreading political virus and disinformation and creating confrontation and division.
His comments came shortly after the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Kelly Kraft, blasted the World Health Organization and the Chinese Communist Party during her speech at the Security Council.
The world scientists still do not have a complete understanding of the origins, characteristics, and spread of the virus, an understanding that only the Chinese Communist Party can provide.
Kraft's address came days after U.S. President Donald Trump assailed China over the coronavirus in his address to the U.N. General Assembly. EU health officials urged members Thursday to act decisively to put in place measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus and a potential surge in cases like the one earlier this year that prompted widespread lockdowns. EU Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides says in some member states, the coronavirus situation is worse now than during the peak in March.
This is a real cause for concern. What this means, to be very clear, is that the control measures taken have simply not been effective enough or not being enforced or followed as they should have been.
Kyriakides urged member states to act fast to control the new wave of COVID-19 infections if they want to avoid a repeat of the lockdowns. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Congressional leaders from both parties, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, swiftly pushed back Thursday after President Donald Trump declined to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the November 3rd presidential election. During a news conference Wednesday, the president said, "We're going to have to see what happens," in answer to a question. At a news conference, Pelosi said that no one should be shocked that President Trump would decline to commit to a peaceful transfer.
"But that a president of the United States would place in doubt the idea of the peaceful transfer of power is, it's no surprise. Again, because the president has been contemptible of science and governance."
Mitch McConnell and other leaders of Trump's Republican Party had no hesitation in committing to an orderly transfer if Trump loses. Britain is preparing sanctions on individuals allegedly involved in human rights violations in Belarus, working with the United States and Canada to hold President Alexander Lukashenko and his government accountable. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab told the House of Commons in London Thursday that in light of the European Union's delay in preparing its own sanctions, Britain would join other allies to adopt targeted sanctions against those responsible for human rights abuses.
"Given Lukashenko's fraudulent inauguration, I have directed the SCDO sanction team to prepare Magnitsky sanctions for those responsible for the serious human rights violations. And we are coordinating with the United States and Canada to prepare appropriate listings as a matter of urgency."
Protests continued in Belarus Thursday, part of nearly 7 weeks of rallies against the authoritarian leader's re-election, which the opposition says was rigged. A spokeswoman for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said Thursday a Russian court had frozen his assets while he was in a coma in a German hospital. The politician and anti-corruption campaigner spokeswoman said in a video statement that on August 27th, bailiffs announced a ban on transactions involving his share in a flat in a Moscow suburb. At the same time, his accounts were frozen. Navalny fell ill on August 20th on a plane in Siberia and was taken to a hospital in a coma before being flown to Berlin, where tests found he had been poisoned with a rare nerve agent Novichok. The Kremlin has denied involvement. The number of people seeking unemployment aid rose slightly in the United States last week to 870,000, an historically high figure that shows that many businesses are still being affected by the coronavirus 6 months after it first erupted. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.